The opening Mishnah in Perek Ches discusses a situation where an Eishes Kohen was in the middle of eating Truma, or an Eved Kneinishel Kohen was in the middle of eating Truma, Beheter, Eved Kneinishel Kohen and Eishes Kohen are allowed to eat Truma, then in the middle they were notified that the Odon was Meshachar the Eved Kneinishel Kohen Zachon Le'an Meshle Befanov, or that the husband gave a get to the Shliach of the wife in the middle of the eating of the Truma. She's no longer allowed to ever the Isha, not allowed to continue. So Mishnah Beis continues on the same theme. The Kulam Shahoisa Truma Bifiyam. What if they're in the middle of eating? They're in the middle of eating Truma, and they find out the Eshes Kain is no longer an Eshes Kain. The husband died. That the Eved Shalkain is no longer an Eved Kain. The Odin sold him to Israel. So what's the din? So Reb Lezer says, since he has the Truma in his mouth and he started to chew it. So even though there's an iser for a zar to eat truma, but in this situation where he already started to eat it, so Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that he's allowed to finish eating. Rabbi Shua, may you float. Rabbi Shua says no, that the iser of eating truma, a zar who eats truma, is only over when he swallows. So since he didn't swallow yet, so they should spit it out. What if such a similar situation, similar shot? Omro. A Kohen is in the middle of eating Truma, and they notify him in the middle, Nitmei, so you just became Tomei. Or Nitmei sa Truma, he started eating Truma Beheter, and they tell them that the Truma that you're in the middle of eating, the Truma was just Mekabel Tumah. So you have the same Achleg Zablezer Ameyivla, since he started, he already put it in his mouth, and he started eating it Beheter. So he says he's permitted to finish eating. Rabbi Shua says, no, Yiflot, he has to spit it out. But what if the situation is different? What if a Kohen is in the middle of eating Truma, and they notify him, Tommy Hayisa, hey, brother, you became Tommy yesterday. You didn't realize it. There was a mace in the house yesterday, you became Tommy. Or Tmei Hoysa Truma, they notify him, the Truma was Tommy before you even put it in your mouth. Or no, the Shuhutevel, or they come and they notify him, what you think you're eating kosher food, it's Tevel. It was Tevel before you even put it in your mouth. Or is Ma'aser Rishon Shalei Nitlu Trumasai? Before you take out the Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser, so the Ma'aser Rishon has the din like Tevel. Like Tevel may not be eaten until you take out Truma Gedoilah, so Ma'aser Rishon may not be eaten by the Levi until you take out the Trumas Ma'aser. Or they tell him that the food that you're eating is a mistake, it's not kosher. It's Ma'aser Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim that was never Nifta, or it's Hegdash that was never Nifta. So in such a situation, the whole Haskolas HaAchila, when he put the food in his mouth, it was Biyisa. So then it says in the Mishnah, everyone agrees, even Reb Lezer, who holds in the earlier cases, Yivlo, you can swallow it, because the whole Haskolas HaAchila was Beheter, but in this case he would agree that Yiflo. What's the last case in the Mishnah? Ashatom Tam Pishpesh Letoch Piv. He's in the middle of eating, let's say, Truma, So there's a din of Mishmeres Truma, so you're not allowed to spit out Truma. Let's say, kind of in the middle of eating Truma, you're going to spit out the Truma. That's not permissible. But what if he's in the middle of eating Truma and it tastes awful? It has an awful taste, an awful smell. Is there an Isser of Mishmeres Truma? So we force him, you have to swallow the Truma. There's no din of Bal Tashchis. Let's say a person, your mother always said, you have to finish eating all the food on a plate, Bal Tashchis. So the Gemara says, Bal Tashchis the Gufa is Mocham, but then Bal Tashchis on the food. That you don't want to overeat. You finished eating shite, so whatever's left over, either we'll put it away in the refrigerator, we'll eat it next time, or if there isn't enough room in the refrigerator, just not going to be. So you throw it out in the garbage. The Gemara says, Bal Tashchis the Gufa is Mocham. So it says here in the Mishnah, the same is true regarding Truma. Let's say a Kohen is eating Truma. So it's like there's a din of Bal Tashchis, you're not allowed to throw out any food. So there's an additional din of Mishmeres Trumaisai, not to spit out the Truma and throw it out in the garbage. What if all of a sudden has an awful taste? Shetom tam pishpesh atoch pip. Obviously he's chewing, he's eating it, and there must have been a bug that was crushed up over here, and it tastes awful. And it's disgusting to eat it. So all the Tanoim would agree over here, even Reb Lezer, who says in the earlier cases, Yivla, you're allowed to continue eating, but over here, there's no Issa b'zayin atruma. You're permitted to spit it out. And you're not mechuyif to finish eating. The Bartanur Kaim is that whenever there's Machlek Zablez Reb Yeshua, Ruba the Ruba of the cases, we pass kind of like Reb Yeshua. Ablez Shamutu, Ablez was from the Beishamai, so we don't follow his opinion. So in all these cases, we were passing Yiflotu. If the person in the middle of chewing the food, he didn't swallow yet, Milo, chewing the truma, he finds out that it became osa for him, even if he started eating the heter. She was an Eishes Kohen, but the husband died in the middle while she's chewing, so we pass on like Rabbi Shua, you float her, you have to spit it up. Mishnah Gimel has a similar shaila. Person started eating the food beheter, and in the middle of the eating process, all of a sudden, becomes a shaila. What's the case? The din is that one is only obligated to be mafresh shumas and maisres after you did already miruach and riyas pnei abayis. Miruach means you removed all the psolus from the ochel, and you piled it up in a neat pile, and then you did riyas pnei abayis, you brought it into the house. Fine. So, but that's min ha-Torah. So if you're permitted to eat tevel up until miruach and riyas pnei abayis. With the Rabbanon, they introduced the chumra that you're not permitted to eat tevel achilas keva, even if it didn't have riyas pnei abayis. So what's called achilas keva? So achilas keva means you eat a ton of it. You eat a lot of it, and it's very filling. Or you eat whatever you eat on Shabbos. The Gemara has Shabbos kovas. Or if I bought the tevel from someone else, so the din is that mekach is kovea, or chotzer is kovea. Let's say I take it from the gina, I pluck off some grapes in the garden, in the vineyard. So calls manam and the gina, and I eat it. That's achilas aroi. I'm not eating tons of grapes. I'm eating a cluster of grapes. When I bring it into the chotzer is kovas midirabon. Melech is kaveh. If I salt it, I have some tevel, I want to eat it, and I salt it, so even though it didn't have, it's not, it's before miruch and riyas pnei abayis, so melech is also kaveh, bishul is kaveh when you cook it. So the Mishnah has a shayla. Hayoichel be'eshkol, the fellow's eating in the gina, a cluster of grapes, achilas aroi is mutter before hafrashas trumas and maisus, even with the rabban is mutter. Benichnas min hagina lechotzer, and he takes the grapes in the middle of eating, and he walks into the chotzer. Bingo! Once he's in the chotzer, he's not allowed to continue eating. So Rablezer says, it's okay. You're not allowed to continue eating in the gina. When he realizes he just entered the gina, so leave the gina, and he says, Yigmar, you may continue to eat the achilas aroi. You're not allowed to eat achilas, you're not allowed to eat in the chotzer, because chotzer kaivas. Whatever you eat in the chotzer is considered achilas keva, and it's also in the rabban. So Rablezer, I'm a yigmar, go back into the gina, and you're allowed to eat. Rabbi Shua says, no, once you entered into the chotzer, so even if you leave the chotzer, this eshkol, this cluster of grapes that was brought into the chotzer, from now on it'll be called achilas keva, even if you lead it in the gina. So Rabbi Shua says, you're not allowed to continue eating. It's a little bit similar to the previous case, but it's not at all the same case. Before, Rabbi Lezer said, if you're in the middle of eating, you found out that it's be'iser, you're allowed to swallow, even though it's be'iser. Here, Rabbi Lezer doesn't say you're allowed to continue eating in the chotzer. When he says yigmar, so the bartender says yigmar, he should leave the chotzer. He says lo she'achal b'chotzer, aliyaseh chutz l'chotzer, yigmar le'achal ha'eshkol begin, and should go back to the gin. Rabbi Shua said before, you're not allowed to continue eating. So he says over here also, lo yigmar, once you brought the cluster of grapes into the chotzer, even if you take it out of the chotzer and continue to eat it in the gina, that'll also be a violation of this isa de rabbanon, that you're not allowed to eat tevel achilas keva. What happens if the person is eating on Friday achilas aroi in the gina, and then it becomes leil Shabbos? What happened? He didn't go to shul, he didn't take a shower for Shabbos. The Mishnah is not discussing the whole picture. Just he's in the middle of eating, what happened? He's not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Mishnah is not talking about those aspects. That's another problem. So what about Chashecha Leili Shabbos? What eats on Friday, Achilas Haroi, is permissible, and then it becomes dark, it's already Friday night, and it's Leil Shabbos. So whatever you eat on Shabbos is called Achilas Keva. So now the Mishnah says, the same Achleikas, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. The way it's printed in our Mishnah is, it's problematic. It has Reb Yeshua saying what Reb Lezer said before, and Reb Lezer saying, Shitas Reb Yeshua. So the Tosfos Yontif points out that Rashi, in the end of the fourth parak in Beitzah, says that the Girsa should be Faker. It should correspond to the Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua in the first half of the Mishnah. That here Reb Lezer is the one who is Mekel. Reb Lezer says, Yigmar, you're not allowed to continue eating the cluster of grapes on Shabbos, because whatever you eat on Shabbos is Achilas Keva. But even though I was in the middle of eating the cluster of grapes on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos enters, if I wait till after Havdalah, I'll be Yigmar. I'm allowed to continue eating. And I don't say, since Shabbos entered while I was in the middle of eating the cluster of grapes, so whenever I'll eat the rest of the grapes, even if I'll eat it after Havdalah, I'm a Tzoy Shabbos, it'll be achilas kevas. Reb Lezer is the one who's makel in the reishas, makel now, and it should say Reb Yeshua melo yigmar, like in the previous Ev. Reb Yeshua is the one who's machmir, and he says Reb Yeshua is the one who says lo yigmar. Again, Reb Lezer is the one who's makel in the reisha yigmar. Leave the chotzer and continue to eat the negina. So Reb Lezer says over here also, even though you're in the middle of eating the cluster of grapes, in the middle of Shabbos you can't continue to eat it, but you may finish eating the grapes on Matzoi Shabbos. Whatever you eat on Matzoi Shabbos is achilas aroi. And Reb Yeshua is the one who says lo yigmar. Since Shabbos entered while you're in the middle of eating this cluster of grapes, so even on Matzoi Shabbos you're not allowed to continue eating it until you'll be mafresh trumas amaisus. And the Bar Tanura says again, halachik Reb Yeshua. That's a clouding mar has whenever there's machalek zeb lezer Reb Yeshua, ruba de ruba of the cases be paskin like Reb Yeshua, because Reb Lezer shamutihu. Reb Lezer was from the Talmid of Beis Shammai.